It's all over.
The full-time whistle is gone, and Cavan are Ulster champions. They have stopped Donegal's plight for three in a row. It has finished 1-13 to Cavan. Donegal 12 points. Donegal could only manage 3 points in the second half. Martin McHugh, it's a hugely disappointing day for Donegal, but Cavan fully deserving of their after their performance today.
Yeah, brilliant performance. The better side. They played with the hunger. They played with everything. You know, they played everything about in them. You know, Mickey Graham, he won a Leinster Club Championship with Mullinacta, and fabulous performance. But this here tops it all off. Cavan, I mean, the sad thing about it is there are no Cavan people here to celebrate, and I know to mean to them back at home, it'll be very hard to keep the lockdown going in Cavan tonight, everything else. But fair play to Cavan, fair play to Mickey Graham and Darren McCabe and all the backroom team, and you know, I'm very happy for them. But disappointing Donegal, very, very disappointing performance by Donegal. And I just thought that, you know, we just got it wrong. Even I know just two Kilcar men, Owen McHugh and Paddy McBurdy, were taken off, but I didn't think that either of them should have been taken off that situation there, because we were still in the game. McBurdy was the one player, we got ball to him up front, could have made a difference. Owen McHugh was carrying the ball out of defence and everything else and getting on about a ball. And I just thought, we lost our shape, we lost our way. We just thought it was going to happen. We thought Michael Murphy might make it happen and everything else. It didn't happen. Congratulations to Cavan, brilliant performance. They were they didn't steal this, and they're by far the best game. They might have played only one half against Monaghan, they might have played only one half against Down. They played two halves here today, and they're deserving victory. Disappointing Donegal. This team owes us nothing. They've achieved a lot, you know, and hopefully, you know, from the point of view, we'll look forward to it. But saying that, the better team won, and we can have no complaints in Donegal about that.
Okay, we're going to bring in Brendan Kilcoyne, of course, that was on with us today as well. So Brendan, I'm sure you concur and agree with everything that Martin said. Is there Cavan very much deserving of the Ulster title? It just didn't click for Donegal today.
No, it just didn't happen. They never seemed to be at the pitch of the game that we expected them after Armagh. I agree totally with Martin. I was astounded to see Owen McHugh been taken off first, because I thought he was playing a brilliant game, carrying the ball out with great pace out of defence all day. And then when Patrick McBrady was taken off, I was thinking, what the hell is going on here? Like, so I was really surprised by them two decisions. But that said, you know, Cavan were the better team all over the pitch today. Thomas Galligan was absolutely supreme in the middle of the park. Some of the ball he caught, and a ball he caught there with about 5 or 6 minutes to go, a crucial ball, showed great ability and desire to win that ball. Gareth McKiernan, absolutely Rolls Royce of a footballer, was brilliant for Cavan too at number 11, covered every inch of the park. Cavan wanted that today. They showed a huge hunger and desire, and we're now left 100 years on with the 4 semi-finalists that we had back in 1920, which is an astounding. If anyone had told you that back in January, February, that Galway probably wouldn't win Connacht, that Donegal or Tyrone wouldn't win Ulster, and that Cork or Kerry wouldn't win Munster, that if you'd have looked at them and thought, what the hell is going on? But listen, Cavan, totally deserving their victory today. A fantastic performance. They stuck in the game when they had to stick in the game, and they kept their work rate up. They put pressure on Donegal players at all time. Donegal could never find that fluency that they had in the previous games. So, listen, it could be a wild week in Cavan, a wild few days in Cavan, but they have to settle themselves down, because they're coming up against the Aristocrats, the Dubs, in the semi-final in 2 weeks' time, and that's going to be a big assignment for them. But they're well entitled to enjoy themselves today.
Yeah. Thomas Galligan, I think, is going to get the man of the match, as he's coming over here anyway, Martin.
Yes.
What was it from Donegal's point of view today? Was it that Cavan had them stifled, or was it Donegal just could not find those gears and those performances that they had over the previous two rounds?
Yeah, probably, you know, a bit of it all right. And you're expecting, when you beat Tyrone, every you say in the Ulster final was the game in Balbuffet, that was the Ulster final, and that was it, it was all over. You know, whoever won that was going to win Ulster. You know, and that's total, you know, disrespect to teams. Gaelic football's all about the play. You look at today, the two favourites, the red hot favourites, Cork and Donegal, are both beaten. That's the way football is, that's the way it goes. And, you know, there's, you know, I know Cavan well, I know the tradition of Gaelic football and Cavan against. And the man, you know, came on a sub in two games, Thomas Galligan. Now he's man of the match. He's probably Ulster player of the year. He'll get the Ulster player of the year. But, you know, fair play to them, Cavan. You know, that they're, you know, they're a brilliant GAA county. Everything about them is what they're about, and everything else. These players took a lot of stick. The management team took a lot of stick. You know, when they were relegated and everything else. They were relegated Division 3 and everything else. It doesn't matter. They were relegated Division 3, and now they lost their champions, you know. And for the work that Darren McCabe and Mickey Graham put in, I see the two of them hands around each other on the far side. They know the tactical work, they got it exactly right. They give the ball to the Donegal players. They wanted to have on the ball, and they didn't allow the Donegal players on the ball, you know. And they in the mid, you know, that was, you know, the difference. The tactical, they won the tactical battle well. The Thomas Galligan is a big fine for them, and what a performance he had the other day. And you know, this Cavan team had won under 21s, Oisín, Brendan, but they've never really made the senior. Now they've made the break to senior level. Now they're not going to worry about the Dubs. Look at, they haven't a chance against the Dubs, so they're not going to worry about the Dubs. That's their All Ireland tonight. You know, after that, it doesn't matter now. You know, that's the sad thing about it. We hope to get a chance of playing the Dublin. But I did say, Oisín, in the show on Thursday night, there was total disrespect showing, not in Donegal, but all over Ireland, to this thing about, Donegal's only team can play Dublin. Look at, that's it. They're not playing Dublin now, you know. And total disrespect. And it's not fair on, it wasn't fair on the Donegal players, it wasn't fair on the Cavan. Now, Donegal normally beat teams, this team, that they normally beat teams they should beat. This is the first time in a long time that this present Donegal team haven't beaten a team that they're expected to beat and probably should have beaten. So you have to give a lot of credit. Cavan were up for and everything else. But, you know, fair play to Cavan. And, you know, it's disappointing for Donegal. But hopefully that the likes of Neil McGee and players like that stay at it and everything else. You know, that'll be the important thing.
Okay, and I suppose when we assess that second half, Brendan, when you score 3 points in the second half, particularly in a provincial final, it's not really going to get you anywhere, to be honest.
Two of them were from frees. You know, Keelan McGonigal's excellent score was the only score that Donegal accounted for in the second half. And you just look at some of the scores that Cavan kicked, like, you know, was it Oisín Kiernan that kicked a monster point from over on the stand side? And they're, Martin pointed out the time, they're the type of score that win you Ulster Championships. They had the courage and the will to go for it. They knew they were right in the game, that they had Donegal up against the rack, and they went for it, and they fair play to them, they got it. But, you know, we didn't see any fluency from Donegal today. We saw a lot of ball kicked in aimlessly on top of the full forward where Keelan McGonigal was kind of drifting into, but nothing ever came off it. And Donegal at periods in the first half, when they were running the ball through the middle third, getting their movers on the ball, their movers being Ryan McHugh, Pather Morgan, these type of players who could make hard yards up, they ceased doing that. And that's when they lost the fluency and the impetus that they had in the game. So, you know, Donegal are going to be very disappointed with this, because there was so much potential and this team was built up to be so much. But, you know, on Ulster final day, you have to come and you have to deliver. And that delivery of performance wasn't there from the team today. And, you know, you look at a couple of the decisions, you know, I suppose, listen, it was a big loss not having Kieran Thompson starting, because he'd been a really good player for Donegal throughout the championship. But the decision to take off Owen and Patrick is, you know, it really is astounding. And I just can't get my head around it, that you take a player of Patrick McBearty's ability off when he looked to be in good form. He'd 4 points kicked, okay, two from freeze, two from play, and he looked like he was fresh. He didn't look that tired. He hadn't played outside, okay, he drifted back to defence a couple of times, but he's the type of player that you need to kick scores late in the game when the game is in the melting pot.
What you say in that situation is, you know, you say, if you're the Cavan manager, you're glad to see Patrick McBearty coming off the field, because you know the threat of that inside line, you know, the threat that he would have in there is gone, because Michael Murphy wasn't getting any ball in there. At least he had a player in there. But we look at the whole thing, Oisín, you know, suppose we talked about it before. First Ulster final hasn't been in Clonus, it's in Armagh. We didn't stay maybe in the same hotel we normally stay the night before. Now, these may be making excuses. We lost Steve McMenamin the last day, was a big blow. Paddy McGrath wasn't able to go on our full back line. And then, you know, Oisín Gallant, who'd have been a big player the other day with his pace to go on, was a big blow to Donegal as well. And then to lose Kieran Thompson before the match. So, you know, when we things, you know, it does affect players. But, yeah, you're still expecting to perform in a meal. But, you know, we look at it. When we didn't, you know, I think tactically Cavan were brilliant today. And that's, you know, saying it against our own county, you know, tactically they got it exactly right. They worked the whole thing. They got, did Q McFadden dropping back first, Oisín, early on, he was dropping in there. They ran the ball. Then when they got him out of it, what did they do? They kicked the ball in. You know, they'd really hard tactically, very well coached, very well drilled team. And, you know, in fairness, they won the battle on the sideline today, you have to say, with the tactics and everything else. And look at, we just couldn't get our game management right, our shot selection right, or anything else in the field. And to me, there were times in the game we had a chance with Cavan away and we didn't get. I suppose looking back in it, the Jamie Brennan goal chance would have won the game for us. And just great save by Galligan in the goals, but probably that was the one that would have won the game. And probably on his wrong foot, it was on his left foot. If it was on his right foot, he might have scored.
So my thanks to Brendan and indeed to Martin for their coverage today and their contribution and helping us out on commentary. It has been a huge day for Donegal GAA, but unfortunately we've seen disappointment here in the athletic grounds in Armagh. Final score, Cavan 113, Donegal 12 points.